Hi there, this is Paul Matthews back in the Midlands from Mid Wales with my annual contribution to EST's special Christmas broadcasts. This year I'm presenting two 45-minute shows, one featuring pop and rock classics of the 60s, and the other which will be broadcast tomorrow, classics of the 70s. Do hope you'll enjoy my selections from both of those decades. On now with the music of the 60s, and here's the Animals and their classic, House of the Rising Sun.
Rising sun.
The incredible keyboards of Alan Price. The other members of the band were Eric Burden on vocals, Chas Chandler on bass, Hilton Valentine guitar, and John Steele on drums. That record has been in the charts three times, number one in 1964, number 25 in 72, and its last entry was number 11 in 82. On now to 1966. Of course, it's the Beach Boys.
The way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's giving me excitations.
Formed in LA back in 1961 by the brothers Carl and Dennis Wilson and their cousin Mike Love. That was the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations, number one in 1966. The Good Vibrations of the moment are coming from EST, a great pirate radio station in the Midlands, and it's yours truly, Paul Matthews, with one of the Christmas specials, the pop and rock classics of the 60s, and tomorrow it's the turn of the 70s. We're nearly into the 70s with the next track, which is from David Bowie, Space Oddity. This was his first hit single on the Philips record label.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition 1. And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control.
David Bowie, Space Oddity, number 5 in 1969, but when RCA reissued it in 1975, it got even higher, it got to number 1. Born in South London back in 1947, David Bowie, on EST 94.3. On the Stax record label, here from 1968 is Otis and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, Otis Redding, who on the 10th of December 1967 was killed along with all but two of the group The Bar K's when their plane crashed into an icy lake on their way to a gig in Madison. Bobby Hatfield and Bill Medley weren't related at all except on record when they became the Righteous Brothers, and in 1965 they had a hit, a number one hit, with You've Lost That Loving Feeling.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You've lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful found me. You lost that love. Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. Don't let it slip away.
Well, there you have a Phil Spector production. Another one of those records that was a hit over and over again. And its biggest success was number one in 1965. Also a number one from 1965 is the next record from the Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Stones from 1965 and number one, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. They first appeared as Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones at the original Marquee, which was on Oxford Street, early back in 1963. And if you're not getting any satisfaction from EST's broadcast, why not drop us a line? The address is Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston in Birmingham. Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham. We'd love to hear from you. And also, if you're pleased with the programmes, well, we'd also like to hear from you. And also requests for 1984. We go to 1967 with the next couple of tracks. First of all, Scott McKenzie's Let's Go to San Francisco. Then Procol Harum's classic, White as Shade of Pale.
If you're going to San Francisco, to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there.
Thank you. start playing cards. Wouldn't I let her be one of 16 vessel virgins? We're leaving for the coast. I love all my eyes were open. They might just as well be closed. And so it was, as the mirror told his tale, that her face at first just goes to eat. Turn the wider shade of fair.
Two number ones from 1967. First of all, Scott McKenzie's Let's Go to San Francisco. He turned out to be a one-hit wonder, but what a one-hit. And then Procol Harum's Watershed of Pale, their first ever hit single, which was composed by the group's lead singer Gary Brooker and also Keith Reid. Well, just a reminder now of who you're listening to, it's Paul Matthews with the pop and rock classics of the 60s on EST FM, your alternative friend in sound. And let's delve into the archives of Tamla Motown with one from Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine. This was his first and only number one hit back in 1969.
Chose names to make me blue with some other guy.
Memories from 1969 from Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine, and Marvin started his career with Motown as a session drummer, and well, he moved on to much better things. An oldies show wouldn't be complete without a track from the Fabulous Four. So, out of the many hits that they had in the 60s, I picked one from 1968, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
Na 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 na
number one in 1968, and 8 years on, it was number 12 in 76. The Beatles, Hey Jude, and I must confess that's my favourite Beatles record of all time, and I'd like to dedicate it to Jill, my wife, because today we've been married 3 years. Our leather anniversary. See, I'm well upon all these special names for anniversaries. Only because someone lent us a book with a list in. Well, that's it until tomorrow, when I'll be back with a 70s version of today's show. Until then, this is Paul Matthews wishing you lots of love and peace. I'm going to leave you with one from Ray Davies and the Kinks. In fact, their first ever hit single, which was number one in 1964. This is You Really Got Me.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me so.